We've got Center Bank here to talk with us about their big, well, a lot of big things coming up. But yeah,
stuff this time.
Yeah, Lori's going to fill us in on their delicious stuff coming up.
And your assistant.
Yes, and Dina, of course, my coworker, Dina, my partner in crime.
How about that? So let's go over to Lori. Lori, hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It's great.
All right. Tomorrow is going to be kind of a rainy day-ish by the end of the day. But I've talked to the weatherman. He said Thursday is going to be just wonderful.
That'd be great. And I hear the temperature's supposed to be down.
Right.
That's
awesome. It's going to be down a little bit. Why, anything else going on Thursday?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
We have our fall, what we call our fall fundraiser. Okay. It's part of the Minnesota Bankers Community Impact Month. And we have done that since, well, focused on this since 2018.
All right.
And since then, we've given out in the community, just Litchfield location, $37,800.
Wow.
So that's because people come and help us do that. Mm-hmm. We provide all the food.
Right.
All the money that comes in goes to the group of our choice that we are trying to help.
Right.
Over the years, we've done like the youth baseball scoreboard. Mm-hmm. We've helped LAMP. We've done the rescue squad. We've done the baseball association. We've done the drone program at the sheriff's department. We've done the food shelf. Last year, we did Ecumen. And then COVID year, we did kids' winter gear drive. So in our bank, we had winter coats, and they were hung all around the inside.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We piled them up on a desk, and it was quite high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's pretty great.
Yeah, exactly. This year, do you get to announce who it is?
Yes, it's in all our advertisement. This year, we're supporting the classrooms of Ripley Lake Elementary.
Oh, okay.
Kids.
Yeah.
It's awesome because, you know, the teachers have to go buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that all the time, and it's like, well, if there's something we can do to help them,
right.
Well, we're going to do that. So any money that's brought in, again, we supply all the food, will go to the classrooms at Lake Ripley Elementary School.
Okay. All right. So you said people help out with this.
Our customers are the ones that buy the meals.
Okay.
And that's the money that goes right to...
I was just going
to
say, because I help out because I buy... The meal.
That's the main thing.
Last year, I bought both lunch and dinner.
Oh, we get
and
a
you
lot
should
of
mention that.
That
it's both kind of lunch and supper.
We have 11 to 1, and then we have 4:30 to 5:30.
There you go.
And it's $7.
Mm-hmm.
You get a cheeseburger or hamburger, chips, cookies, and a drink.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a second burger, it's just $3 extra, so $10.
And most people take them home?
A lot of people take them home. We will have some picnic tables over there.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
As long as it's not raining, you're welcome to use the picnic tables, or we work like a drive-thru.
Yeah.
That helps, too. We take your orders right from your window and put it together, and there away you go.
And the reason that this time of year it's maybe a little better to do that is because you don't want to share your cheeseburger with those hanging bees.
Exactly.
And they love this time of year.
We get enough of them while we're preparing everything.
Yeah, no kidding.
We like to shoo them away, and if you have a secret as to how to get rid of them, that'd be fabulous.
Yeah, it's called a do it indoors.
Exactly, That's not quite going to happen.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we have done this, even if it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
We have done this in the rain.
I know.
Again, we can do drive-through, so it's all good.
I think I remember Tom Zenz in his little raincoat handing me my burger when it was a couple of years ago.
You have that correct.
Yes.
You have that correct.
All right, and you'll have the whole crew out there helping.
As many as we can have outside
versus
inside.
We've got a few people inside, right?
That's always the issue.
Someone's
got
to watch the safe.
Well, that's kind of tucked away.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true. Yeah, no one's going to get anything out of there. So.
It's all good down there.
Yeah, all right.
It's all good in there.
Yeah, and then after that's all done, then the chamber's got something they want to talk about this weekend, right?
We'll be falling into fun. It's here. Mm-hmm. I know. We're so excited.
Yeah.
It's always so fun. You know, the preparation is, I mean, I would say pretty fun. You know, it's a little stressful making sure everything gets organized. But then the week of, it's just kind of like whatever's going to happen is going to happen, especially with the weather. So we'll be there either way, rain or shine.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Falling Into Fun Fest this Saturday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll have the business fair from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that'll be all of that fun. You know, businesses will be out there giving away some fun swag, mm-hmm. telling you about their services. You'll get to meet them. So we'll have that. We've got...
And that's going to be where?
That's going to be on 2nd Street.
Right.
So West 2nd Street will be closed off, and we'll have the whole business fair portion there. Mm-hmm. In addition, there will be free caricatures from 10 to 2. We'll have bounce houses, free face painting. We have a chalk artist coming, so she'll do a design and then also do some tutorials. We have, what else do we have, Dina?
There'll be music.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not live, but we have like a fun playlist going so the kids can dance. We have our chamber novelty booth where you can get all that fun blow up stuff and support the chamber. And then, of course, our 50-50 raffle, which we are up to roughly $500 now for the winning tickets. So, and we'll be selling those throughout the day.
I got mine in my pocket. So.
Yep. And you don't have to be present to win, which is nice. They're only $10 a piece. Mm-hmm. And then all of those funds, less what the winner gets, will go towards all of our free kids activities. So that's kind of what's supporting those. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then of course we have the craft fair down in Central Park. We'll have food vendors. We have our pumpkin on the shelf hunt where you can win various prizes.
Explain that real quick in case someone's just listening for the first time.
Yeah, so you pick up a passport at any one of the participating businesses and you go around, find their pumpkin, write down what their pumpkin's name is, and when you get the card completely filled, you submit it for a chance at prizes. Mm-hmm. So that'll run from 10 to 2, and you don't have to be present for any of our prize drawings.
Okay.
So we'll do it live, and then if you're not there, you can stop by the office and claim a prize. So we have everything from, and it's all ages, so we have everything from, like, I think there's a Lululemon purse.
There's a Lululemon purse.
Lululemon?
It's a more well-known brand, a little more expensive.
Sure,
yeah,
well-known
in the fashion, in the fashion world, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then of course we've got some, you know, free cookies and smoothies type things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just kind of various prizes, but you know. And with that, we are still looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. We will take what we can get. If you're only able to commit half hour, an hour, we would love to have you.
Okay.
So everything from helping with the bounce houses to the face painting to take up or set up and take down, your choice. So
and just do the 8184 to get to that all taken care of.
Yep. Okay. And then, you know what? One thing I forgot to add that we added last minute, Nelson Farm is donating a large amount of pumpkins. So we're going to have a free pumpkin giveaway as well.
All right.
Nice. So, yeah.
Good deal.
But yeah, 320-693-8184, 219 North Sibley Avenue, or you can see us down at Fallen Into Fun Fest this Saturday.
Boy, I'll tell you what. We're going to be busy for a few days around here, aren't we?
Huh? Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and in between times, you got a football game on, you know, out there at the high school. So,
right?
You know, it's just going to be go.
Right.
Go.
So, you know, and we have, oh my gosh, I have one more thing, because I can't forget the Legion. Oh. They have their car and bike show. They're doing a special fall car and bike show.
That's right.
So that'll be from 11 to 2. So, and they'll also be participating in the pumpkin on the shelf. So you can go and check out all those cool cars and bikes and possibly grab a bite to eat and find their pumpkin. So
you have quite a group of people on the pumpkin list.
We do, there's quite a few. So if you go to our website, we'll have a map of where you can locate all those pumpkins, as well as a schedule of events, and you can download a map. So,
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
A lot of fun. So, the autumnal or whatever you like to call it.
I don't even know.
Equinox. That is kind of set for this weekend, and actually, I suppose it's
first
kind of
day
Monday.
Of fall. But, we're celebrating fall.
Yeah, there you go. So, and when it, you know, hits 90 degrees today, that's the furthest thing from our mind.
Right. Right, I know.
But by the time we hit, you know, Saturday, things are going to be, you know, with highs coming out of the 60s and the low 70s, it's going to feel a little more like fall. We can handle that.
Yep.
So, all right, back to the cheeseburgers, Lori. Yes. What can I have on my cheeseburger?
We will have ketchup and mustard there for you.
All right.
Well, you get little packets.
Little packets.
Yes.
Yep.
You get a little bag to go.
How about that?
And you get a drink. Again, it's water. But you get chips and cookies. You have a full meal deal for $7.
I think that's probably a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would just like to invite everyone to stop by whether it's for both or 11 to 1 or 4:30 to 5:30. Mm-hmm. Cheeseburgers are really good.
They are. Yeah.
Freshly made.
I will vouch for that.
I know.
Yeah. I know they are very, because I see them, I can smell them about
yes,
over here.
Yes, you can.
So, yeah, yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
We're so, very excited.
There's 7 for 1 or 14 for 2.
Yeah.
I did that arithmetic in my head.
You did.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
You could bring candy, supper, and lunch.
Okay. Well, there we go. Then she doesn't have to cook.
Right. Right. Exactly.
We got a deal going there. Okay. Anything else we need to add from the chamber end?
I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, I think we filled our time.
Yeah, yes. I know we did. We're a little over, but we do that. We do that dang near every week. So
because we're community oriented.
There you go. So your lunch and your supper for Thursday is going to be over at Center Bank. And on Saturday, there'll be plenty of stuff to munch on over there at the Falling Into Fun Fest. Mm-hmm. Have I got that all figured out right?
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. It's amazing. Doesn't take me long. You've only been talking about it for 2 months. I just got on to it. So. All right. Good stuff. And again, thanks for coming in for our chamber chat.
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
You.
See you guys later.